So let's review. The Gemara explains that which the Mishnah on the previous daf said. Erev Shabbos Shabbateich HaChag Hayisham Arbaam V'Shemayna. On Friday that fell during Sukkot, there were 48 tekiyos as follows. Shalosh L'Psicha Sha'arim, 3 for opening the gates, as every day. Shalosh L'Shahar Elyon, 3 tekiyos at the upper gate. V'Shalosh L'Shahar Tachton, 3 tekiyos at the lower gate. V'Shalosh L'Mila Hamayim, 3 tekiyos when bringing the water in through the Shahar Mayim. V'Shalosh Agabim Mizbeach, and 3 tekiyos when they encircle the Mizbeach with the Aravas. These 12 were on Sukkot only, as detailed in the earlier Mishnahs. Plus, Teish L'Tamash Al-Shachar, V'Teish L'Tamash Al-Bein Abayim, V'Teish L'Musafin, Shalish L'Havkel Z'am in the Malacha, V'Shalish L'Havkel Bein Kodesh L'Chayim, for a total of 48. The Gemara says the 3 tekiyos on the 10th step mentioned in the previous Mishnah are not mentioned in this Mishnah because it follows the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, who taught in the Braisa that Shalish Al-Gabe Mizbeach, there were 3 blasts next to the Mizbeach and none on the 10th step. The Braisa explains, Ha'imr L'mala Asiris, Eino Imal Gabe Mizbeach. The Rabban of that Mishnah who say that 3 tekiyos were blown on the 10th step hold that there were no tekiyos at the Mizbeach, and Lezer ben Yaakov, who says that there were 3 tekiyos at the Mizbeach, holds that there were no tekiyos on the 10th step. The Gemara explains Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov's opinion. Since they blew at the opening of the gates, it's not necessary to blow again at the 10th step, since it's not a gate. Blowing at the Mizbeach is preferred. Rabban disagree and say, since they blew at the Shahar HaMayim when they brought the water, there's no need to blow at the Mizbeach, and L'mayla HaSiris Adif, blowing on the 10th step, is preferred. The Gemara discusses the trumpet blast that accompanied the Karban Mosaf. A braisa is quoted by Rabbi Acha b'Acharnina that in the Pasuk, Uvnei Aaron HaKoyanim Yisku b'chatzoitzus, and the sons of Aaron the Kohanim shall blow the trumpets, Yisku is extra because another Pasuk, Uskatim b'chatzoitzus al oyle seichem al zivche shalmeichem, already teaches that they shall blow the trumpets. The repetition teaches Shetoken al kol Musaf ha-Musaf. We blow the trumpets for each and every Musaf. However, this is challenged from our Mishnah that says 48 tekiyos were sounded on the Friday during Sukkot, and that was the largest number of tekiyos in one day. According to Reb Acha, there would be 51 on the Shabbos of Sukkot because there are 2 Musafim, Shabbos and Sukkot. Therefore, to the 48, we must add 9 for the second Musaf, while we deduct 6 of Erev Shabbos for a net gain of 3. Mzera answered, Shein teken l'psicha sh'arm b'Shabbos. We don't blast the trumpets when the gates are open on Shabbos, which eliminates 3 tekiyos, therefore we're back to 48. Rava disagrees with Reb Zera's answer for 2 reasons. First, the Mishnah said b'chol yom, every day there were 21 blasts, which indicates that the shalosh l'psicha sh'arm were blown even on Shabbos. Secondly, even if the number of tekiyos on this Shabbos were equal to the number of tekiyos on Friday, the Mishnah should have used the case of Shabbos to teach 2 chidushim. That the Mishnah is stating that the opinion of Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov that there were 3 tekiyos at the Mizbeach, that the Mishnah holds like Reb Acha that each Musaf requires its own tekiyos. Using Friday as the example of 48 blasts only teaches 1 chiddush, that the Mishnah is the opinion of Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. Therefore, Rabbi answers, the Mishnah does not use Shabbos of Sukkot because she'in teiken l'milu mayim b'Shabbos. We do not blow the tekiyos of Nischa mayim because we do not draw the water on Shabbos, which reduces the number of blasts by 12 to 39. The Gemara points out another example of 48 tekiyos. Rosh Hashanah that fell on Shabbos. 21 tekiyos of every day, 27 tekiyos of the 3 Musafim brought that day, Musaf de Rosh Hashanah, Musaf de Rosh Chodesh, Musaf de Shabbos. Another example of 48 tekiyos, Erev HaPesach, according to the Rabbanan. 21 tekiyos of every day, 27 tekiyos of the Hal of Shechitas HaPesach for a total of 48. Rashi explains, the Karban Pesach was brought in 3 kitas, 3 groups. Each group recited Hal 3 times, although the third group did not complete the third Hal. Before each Hal, they blew 3 tekiyos. Each group is 3, times 3 is 9, so the 3 groups times 9 is 27 tekiyos of Hal. Or, Erev HaPesach, which falls on Erev Shabbos, according to Rabbi Huda, 21 tekiyos of every day, 21 tekiyos of the Hal of Shechitas HaPesach, 6 tekiyos of Erev Shabbos. Rashi explains, Yehuda holds that the third group did not complete the first Hal. Therefore, we have the first 2 groups, 3 times 3 is 9 times 2 is 18, plus the third group, 3 tekiyos, which is 21 tekiyos of Hal. The Gemara continues to discuss the maximum number of trumpet blasts. The Mishnah said 48 is the maximum. The Gemara asks that if Pesach fell on Shabbos, there would be 51 according to Yehuda and 57 according to Rabbanan, because we must add the 9 tekiyos of the Karban Musaf. The Gemara answers that the Mishnah only teaches cases that happen in all years, and not cases that do not happen in all years. The Gemara challenges this answer because Erev Shabbos in the midst of Sukkot does not happen when the first day of Sukkot falls on Erev Shabbos. Rashi explains that since Simchas Beis Shasha'eva does not override Yom Tov, when the Mishnah says that on the Erev Shabbos that coincides with the first day of Sukkot, 48 blasts were sounded, it must be when Erev Shabbos falls on any of the other 6 days and not the first day. When Erev Shabbos falls on the first day of Yom Tov, only 36 blasts are sounded, since the 12 sounded as part of a drawing of the water are omitted. The Gemara says that this is not a question because when they see that the first day of Sukkot is going to fall on Erev Shabbos, which means Yom Kippur would be on the Sunday before Sukkot, they add a day to El and delay everything one day. We do not want Yom Kippur on Sunday because anyone who died on Shabbos would remain unburied until after Yom Kippur. However, the Gemara questions this. We learned in the Mishnah and the Braisa that Yom Kippur could fall on Sunday. The Gemara resolves this and says that our Mishnah is the opinion of the Rabbanan who say that we add a day to El to prevent this from happening, but the Mishnah and Braisa are the opinion of Acherim who do not allow adding a day to the calendar. This is proven from their opinion in the Braisa that Im bein atzeres la atzeres ve'im reish hashanah lo shoshanah ela arba yom bilvad. The only difference between Shavuos of 1 year and the next, or between Rosh Hashanah of 1 year and the next, is 4 days, or in a leap year, 5 days. Next year's Rosh Hashanah will always be 4 days later than this year's Rosh Hashanah. If Acherim permitted adjustments in the calendar, it would not always be a 4 day difference. The Gemara presents another challenge to Rabbah. We learned in the Braisa that Rosh Chodesh Chalis b'Shabbos, Shir Shel Rosh Chodesh Deicha Shir Shel Shabbos. When Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, the song for Rosh Chodesh pushes off the song for Shabbos. If Rav Acha is correct, that separate trumpet blasts were sounded for each Musaf, both songs should be recited during the respective Musaf. Rav Safra explains that Deicha pushes off only means that it comes first, but both are recited. The Gemara asks why Rosh Chodesh comes first. After all, Tod v'she'enu Tod v'tod v'kaidim. That which is more common, Shabbos, takes precedence over that which is less common, Rosh Chodesh. B'yichin answers that they did this that Leida Shehukv Rosh Chodesh Bezmanet, to publicize the Rosh Chodesh was declared at the proper time.